WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, it's your girl Madison Lane here, and welcome back to The Stoic Way. Today, we're diving deep into something super relatable, building resilience through adversity and failure. Ever feel like life's throwing curveballs left and right? Like you're constantly stumbling and trying to catch your breath? Well, guess what? You are not alone. We all face setbacks, disappointments, and those moments where we just want to throw our hands up and scream into the void. But here's the kicker. How we handle these tough times is what truly defines us. Now, I'm not saying becoming a stoic warrior overnight is going to solve all your problems. But learning to view adversity as an opportunity for growth can seriously level up your life. Think of it like this. Every scar tells a story, right? Every bump in the road has the potential to make you stronger, wiser, and more capable. So, let's break down 5 key takeaways that can help you build that unshakable resilience. First things first, accept that failure is inevitable. It's not about avoiding it, it's about learning from it. Imagine a world where no one ever tried anything new because they were afraid of failing. We wouldn't have groundbreaking inventions, incredible art, or even the simple joy of learning something new. Every successful person out there, you know, the ones you admire? They've tasted defeat more times than they can count. What separates them is their ability to dust themselves off, analyze what went wrong, and come back stronger. You've got this. Second, cultivate a growth mindset. This means seeing challenges as opportunities to learn and improve, rather than threats that knock you down. Instead of thinking, "I'm not good at this," try saying, "This is tough, but I can get better with practice." It's all about shifting your perspective from fixed beliefs, "I'm just not a math person," to possibilities, "With effort, I can understand this." Third, focus on what you can control. You know that feeling when you're stressing over things you absolutely can't change? Yeah, it's a total energy drain. Instead of wasting time and emotional bandwidth worrying about the uncontrollable, channel your energy into things you can actually influence. Set realistic goals, take action steps, and celebrate those small wins along the way. Next up, practice self-compassion. Be kind to yourself, especially during tough times. You're human, not a superhero. Everyone makes mistakes, faces setbacks, and experiences moments of doubt. Treat yourself with the same understanding and kindness you would offer a close friend going through something similar. And lastly, find your support system. Surround yourself with people who uplift you, encourage you, and celebrate your wins, and help you pick up the pieces when things get tough. Sometimes, just talking it out with someone who gets you can make all the difference in the world. Think about that time you totally bombed a presentation or failed to reach a personal goal. Did you let that one experience define you? Or did you analyze what went wrong, learn from it, and come back stronger? I bet there's a story like that tucked away in your own journey. Remember, resilience isn't about being immune to adversity, it's about bouncing back even stronger. Think of a rubber band. The more you stretch it, the more resilient it becomes. The same goes for us. Every challenge we overcome, every obstacle we navigate, strengthens our ability to face what comes next. So, remember these key takeaways. Embrace failure as a learning opportunity, cultivate a growth mindset, focus on what you can control, practice self-compassion, and build a strong support system. Now go out there and show the world what you're made of. Don't forget to share this episode with someone who could use a dose of resilience inspiration. And if you have any thoughts or stories about your own experiences, head over to our social media pages and let's chat. Until next time, keep striving, keep growing, and remember, you are capable of amazing things.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.